Well, I'm going to share a little bit from the Word of God today. And as you know, our theme for this month, it's a new theme, it's a new thing. And our theme for the year is a brand new start. And whenever you start a new year, everybody wants to do better in the upcoming year than they did in the previous year. And certainly that ought to be the case for all of us. And this quarter, we're talking about, in the beginning, God. Because all good beginnings start with God. You cannot have a new thing or a new start and have it come to pass and be effective in your life without God. God is the one who makes all things new. Otherwise, we struggle to overcome our old ways. But with God's help, we can do anything. We can accomplish anything through Christ. It is the power of the Spirit of God that enables us to overcome. And so as we think about a new thing and the fact that we're having a new experience in this place, that God is doing a new thing among us, we are in a situation where we're experiencing Him for ourselves. It's like a blackboard. Have you ever seen a blackboard? You ever seen them? Yeah. Oh, thank you. I thought you guys were like those cardboard cutout statues that they put in the chairs. Yeah. So when you go to a blackboard, the first thing you want to do is what? Clean it. Have you ever cleaned a blackboard before using it? And there's always that white chalky residue somehow left. And it's a pain in the neck, right? But most people are just like, look, I'm just going to live with it. And it's the best it can be. Well, sin, oh, there we go. I just broke the thing in 100 pieces. Brendan, could you? I got this one. But when we clean the blackboard, it leaves that residue. And that's what sin does in our lives. It leaves a residue. When we miss the mark, when we fail to follow the plan of God, it causes negative things to happen in our lives. And it's hard to overcome the negative experiences that we have. And they can be traumatizing. And it can affect you for years, especially when you're a child. And these negative influences are like the chalk residue on the board. And they never really seem to go away. They always seem to be like shadows in the background. But God, He has the power to clean us completely. And when we're thinking about what God is able to do in our lives, we know that we are in this flesh, and our flesh is always working in ways that cause us to go against the ways of God. Our emotions get the best of us, and our feelings start to cause us to react and respond in ways that we shouldn't. But God is able to give us peace. He's able to give us the strength and the reserve to pull back and take a breath and say, Lord, what would you have me to say? What would you have me to do? And that's what God does in our lives. He gives us a clean state, a clean slate. A clean slate. Well, it's a clean state, too. Well, are you ready for the word of the Lord today? Well, let's pray. Lord, we are so thankful for your word. And we just ask, God, that you would speak to our hearts today. Help us to understand that there is newness in you. That old things are not just passing away as a one-time event or experience, but old things are continuously being passed away. You are cleansing us, and you are shaping us and molding us and making us new, that we would be new creations in Christ. Lord, we are thankful for the new beginnings that you give us each and every day, the opportunity to start fresh in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, as we think about the blackboard and being able to write on it, you've seen this before, right? Where, you know, there's this this chalk behind it and you're writing on it. But there are times when you just need the board to be clean. And you got to clean the board, and you want it to be able to start fresh. You need a clean state or slate in order to work on. And you and I need that in our lives. And a clean slate is a slate in which you are starting an activity or process again. It's not something new per se that you're doing, but you're doing it from a new position. You're doing it from a place of newness, not considering all of the difficulties and the negativities of the past, but you're starting fresh. You have a fresh perspective. You have a fresh thought and a fresh state of mind, and it's based on all that you are today and all that God has already done. And that is what God has done for us. He has taken us out of the state of darkness, taken us out of the state of oppression and bondage, and he's placed us in a place of liberty. And there is freedom and power in the presence of God. And when we abide in his presence, we are able to overcome every form of opposition. It enables us to think and hold back. He gives us a new start so that whatever it is that we're doing, whatever it is that we're going to face in that day, in that moment, it's from a fresh perspective. And we're not bringing the baggage and the bondage of the past into our future, but we're letting things go. And we're saying, God, it's a new day. We're going to start fresh. We're going to start new. And that's what Jesus came in the world to do. He came into the world to save us and to deliver us from sin, because sin is really the problem in all of our lives. And that's why Satan is working against us in order to keep us in a mentality of sinfulness, so that we feel that, well, that's just the way I am. I've heard people say, well, you know, that's how we are, you know, that's my people group. You know, black people say it, Italians say it, right? Everybody says it, right? Well, you know, that's how our people are. You know, we have this intense, vigorous engagement, right? But God says, you're not any of those things anymore. I'm doing something new. You are now of the kingdom of God. Your identity has expanded to become more than just your racial status or your nationality or your occupation or any of those things. But now you are in Christ. And the Word of God says you're a new creation. In Isaiah 65, 17, it says, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered or come to mind." Let me tell you something. This is absolutely true. And I know not everybody knows, but I can tell you for a fact that this is true. And when God is doing something new in your life, I am telling you that you do not remember anything about your past or where you came from. All you know is where you are and where you're going. And that's what God is doing in all of our lives. He wants us to focus on where we are now and where we are going. And don't allow the things that would hold you back or cause you to be something other than a new creation in Christ to hold you down or hold you back. He says, "Be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem for rejoicing and her people for gladness. I will also rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people. And there will no longer be heard in her the voice of weeping and the sound of crying." Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that what Revelation says? This is where we're going, saints of God. This is what God is doing. This is where he is taking us. And we know that in this world, we will have tribulation. We will have trials. We will have difficulties. We will have hardships and challenges. But Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. That means you are more than a conqueror. You know what more than a conqueror is? That means somebody else already did the conquering. You're just coming in after the fact and just enjoying the victory. Hallelujah. That's what Christ does in our life. And when we surrender, he does a new thing. He makes things new. He says, no longer will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not live out his days. For the youth will die at the age of 100, and the one who does not reach the age of 100 will be thought accursed. In other words, it will be a normal thing to live a long life, a long and healthy life. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Won't you be glad? No more sickness, no more disease. You'll be able to, yeah, come on, somebody. Woo. Yeah. I said, they told me I can't jump off the stage. You have to forgive me, you know. But God is doing a new thing, saints of God. He is doing a new thing. It says they will build houses and inhabit them. They will also plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They will not build another inhabit and another inhabit it. They will not plant and another eat. For as the lifetime of a tree, so will be the days of my people. And my chosen ones will wear out the work of their hands. Hallelujah. How do you like that? That means the things that you do with your hands, you'll outlive your stuff. Well, these days, that may not be too hard to do. But I'm going to tell you, God is in it for longevity. And when we talk about eternity, it is forever. And God is doing a new thing in you. Live as if your forever has already begun, because it has. Live as if I wish I could really get into this, but I'm telling you, the transition is sweet. You don't even know it happened. And I'm telling you, you're gonna be in that place. And the old and the new and the past and the present, there's no line. It's just a transition right to forward. And all of a sudden, you're in a new place. And God has already begun that process through Christ in our lives. And God will sustain us and he will keep us. It says in verse 22, they will not build and another inhabit. They will not plant and another eat. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. I know my wife, we plant the garden all the time, and it's a war against the critters. So we plant and they eat. Hallelujah. Darn little chipmunks and groundhogs and even the squirrels. Good Lord, we got a hawk and it was just eating up everything. And so God says that won't happen. He goes on, he says, they will not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they are the offspring of those blessed by the Lord and their descendants with them. Isn't that great? Your children. It's going to pass down from generation to generation. The blessing of God, it passes down from generation to generation. It says, it will also come to pass that before they call, oh, this is good, right? I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. In other words, God is already at work. Once it comes to your mind and your heart, God is already, he knows what you're going to say. He knows what you're going to do. And as you're saying it, he's already taking it into account. He's already working it out. He says, the wolf and the lamb will graze together. The lion will eat straw like the ox. And dust will be the serpent's food. They will do no evil or harm in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. When God does a new thing, he does it right. He does it right. He doesn't shortcut. He doesn't cheat it out. He doesn't just make it work. but he does it perfectly, beautifully. And what God is doing in you is a perfect work. The process that you are going through, the challenges that you're facing, and all of the things that you experience, they're all designed specifically for you so that you can learn how to call on the name of the Lord, hear his voice, and follow him, and become the man or the woman that God has designed you to be. God is working a new thing in you. Follow the call of God. Follow the plan of God. David wrote in Psalm 51, he said, "Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my guilt and iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right, preserving, and steadfast spirit within me." Hallelujah. Don't you want that? Don't you want that in your heart and your life? This is what God is doing for each and every one of us. All you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord. This is David's prayer, and this is what we must pray. We have to think about ourselves. I know it's easy to pray them and they and us, but there are times you have to get alone with God, and you got to say, "God, help me. Lord, help me. Change my heart. Make me new. Restore my life." And you've got to cry out for yourself. Because when you stand before the Lord, no one else is going to be with you. There's not going to be an us, a them, a they. It's going to be you and God. And we can't say, "Well, he made me whatever. Or she did this, or she did that." God is saying, what they did is their responsibility, but how you respond to them is yours. And we need the strength and the wisdom of God in our responses so that we can respond from the heart of God, understanding that the world is under evil influence and people are doing things that they don't even realize they're doing. But when you understand that, you can have patience. You can have kindness and gentleness. And there are times when you have to be direct and you got to be firm and you got to sometimes you got to just knock the devil out. But the Lord will show you and he will guide you in those things. God will preserve you with a steadfast spirit. Oh, I love that. And this is what you and I all need. He says, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be anguish, sorrow, and mourning, nor grief, nor pain anymore. For the old conditions and the former order of things have passed away. It's already gone. It's already gone. That's why the Word of God says that you are victorious in Christ, because you've already been given the tools and the keys to the kingdom for victory. These are the principles of God's Word. And when you come to Christ, your past is gone. Yesterday is gone. You made mistakes yesterday. The Word of God says, if you've confessed your sin, that he is faithful and just to forgive us. Don't let your past determine your future. Don't let your mistakes identify you and mark you for life. Be free in Christ. Allow what the work of Christ to come alive in you. Allow the Spirit of the Lord to come alive in you. God is able to bring down every hindering spirit. He's able to break the chains. He's able to liberate and set free. He's able to cause all things to become new. He is able to make things well and right if you trust in the name of the Lord. God is doing a new thing in you. And that is why you're here today. That is why you're a part of this church. That is why you have called upon the name of the Lord. That is why you are a child of God. It's because of the new creation that he's created in you. And God is doing a new thing. God is doing a new thing. I said, God is doing a new thing. This is a new place for us. And it's a new beginning. Well, I don't know whatever happened over there at Coach Drive, but it's gone.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's gone. Not going back there no more. No, no. It's a new thing. And Jesus says, behold, I make all things new. That's what he said to John here in Revelation 21. And you and I are able to have a relationship with God, to transform hearts and minds and make all things new because of what Jesus did on that cross. Your sin debt has been paid. You know your sin debt has been paid. Hallelujah. Come before the Lord and give him your routing numbers. Say, Lord, I need you. I need you to make a transfer. I need a divine transfer. Lord, give me a new heart, a new life. Transform me. Make a way for me. And when God takes your heart and your life, you will lack for nothing. He will make a way even when there seems to be no way. Even when it seems impossible, God will do a new thing. He will turn things around. He will do amazing things. When you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be delivered. The word of God tells us you will be set free. Allow God to transform your life. Allow God to do something new. Finally, in verse 5, it says, he who was seated on the throne said, see, do you see? And he's showing John, he's saying, see, see, not just hear, but see. Because God doesn't want you to just believe blindly. He's doing things so you can see. We have to learn how to recognize what God is doing. We all know what the devil is doing. It's easy. But can you see what God is doing? Can you see what the Lord is doing? I pray that you can see. He says, I make all things new. That's a statement. I make all things new. Not I'm making them new, but I make them new. Do you see that? That's God saying it's intention right now. He has made it new. God's not making old stuff. He's not in the restoration business from the standpoint that he comes up with something that was already been in existence. God says, I got a whole new thing. Eye hasn't even seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men what God is doing for his people. And God is doing a new thing in you. And you and I, we don't even know. We know what we were, but we have no idea what we shall be. But we do know this, the word of God says, that we shall see him as he is. And the implication is that we will be like him. And so, trust in the Lord today. He says, record this. For these things, these sayings are faithful, accurate, incorruptible, and trustworthy. And they are true or authentic, genuine. The word of God is true, my friends. Meditate on it day and night. It will change your life. You don't even have to understand it. I'm telling you, look, I take all kinds of stuff. I don't understand how it works, but I got to take it. Isn't that right? Right? Nobody takes a vitamin or medication or something and sits down and tries to analyze it to figure it out. Right? You trust that the pharmacist did the right thing. You're trusting that the pharmaceutical company or whatever the place was, they did the right thing. You don't go to ShopRite and look at the leaves of the greens and the fruit and say, let's see if this was made right. Let me make sure that this is going to be healthy for my... No, you just try, all right, you know, I'm supposed to eat that. I need to eat this, I need to eat that. And you take it home, you cook it, you don't even think about it. But you don't even know where that food has been. That's why you give thanks for it at the table. But I'm telling you, God is in the newness business. He makes all things new. When you take the word of God into your heart and your life, it's like medicine. It is like medicine. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to understand it. God will reveal it to you. The Holy Spirit will teach you. Get up in the morning. I get up every morning. I meditate on the word of God. I read the word of God. And when I plug my phone in, it goes into silent mode. It doesn't even ring. Doesn't do anything. I don't know, some new feature. It just started doing it. I didn't even know it did it until one day somebody was like, I've been trying to get you. I'm like, you are? And then I went, okay. But make time for the Lord, saints of God. This is a new day for us. It's a new thing God is doing. Be the new creation that God has called you and made you to be. Don't look at yourself based on your past. Look at yourself based on your future, based on where you're going and the new thing that God is doing in your life. God cleans us in order to utilize us, just like the blackboard. He wipes it down. Sometimes you got to get the damp sponge and you just got to go on. Sometimes you got to scrub, right? You got to scrub it. Sometimes we need a scrubbing. Sometimes we need a scrubbing. But I tell you what, the Lord will get you clean. Oh, he will get you clean. And it's a beautiful thing. You ever find yourself being made clean? You ever been clean before? You ever take a shower? I should have used that as a... Have you ever taken a shower with soap? And get yourself clean, squeaky clean. The person next to you is going, I sure pray you did that this morning. Well, that's what God is doing in our lives. It's day by day. All things are made new. When you get up in the morning, his mercies are new. It doesn't say they're gonna be new or they're getting new. They are new. It's like yesterday didn't happen. It's now, today is a new day. Live your life anew. Live your life afresh. Let God energize you. Let him breathe life into you. Let him use you like a blackboard. Let him encourage you. Your slate has been wiped clean. You have been made clean. You have been made new. And God is doing a new thing so you can have a new start. You have a clean slate because God is doing a new thing in your life because you've begun with God. And when you begin with God, you will have an authentic and true, genuine, authorized, empowered by the Spirit of God, a brand new start. Say to God, live your life with a clean slate. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Let's go. Hallelujah, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was born in the
that you know the Lord today and that you have asked Christ into your life. And if you would like prayer, we're going to open the altar today. And if you've never accepted Christ, if you've never asked Him to come into your heart and your life, I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. He will give you a clean slate. He will make all things new. And I just think that in light of the significance of this day, we should open the altars. That anyone who desires to pray at the altar would like to pray, you don't have to spend a long time. But you can come and we can pray. And the worship team, they're going to sing. And they're going to sing Alive is going to be coming. You're going to kick it up now. Oh, yes. Because this is a day of celebration. Are you ready, family? Hallelujah. Well, we got to do it OCF style. Hallelujah. All right, now. Come on. Hallelujah. Where's Rafi and Fatiha? Pastor, come on. Where's our staff? Come on. Hallelujah. Where are those dancers at? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are those flaggers? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.